to get rid of them is take a pole and wrap it with a rag real tight and soak that rag in coal oil and then light it. And they will always come out of the bottom of this cone or this bag and walk up under them and shove that blaze right there, and it burns their wings off as they come out. And they usually kill them. The heat and all will kill them right away. Another interesting thing about them, in the wintertime, they live in this shell all winter long. But they're a good deal like a snake. They change with the temperature. When it gets cold, they freeze. Not to death, but in the spring, they'll thaw out and come back to life.
Wow.
This one time, we was down at the camp, and it was winter. It was real cold. And I run across one of those wasp nests. And it was just a perfect pear shape. It was a beautiful thing, the way it was made and all. And I cut the limb off. And so Dad wanted to show it to somebody, I forgot, here in Brazil, and he brought it home. And he took it down to the store the next morning, and the store was naturally not hot, but warm enough that they came to life. My father heard two or three buzzing around, and he said, "I got that thing out of here in a hurry," he said. But he used a spray to kill them with. These fly sprays and all. And he didn't know whether to do it, but he said, "I tried it, and it did.
And it worked. It worked. Yeah. That's a good story. You already mentioned this bait, the tiny little fish and the...
Yeah, the minnow. Uh-huh. Yes. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
which is used a lot for bait.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now,
excuse me. The Thai plant is down there on First Street Road where the creosote ties and things. Well, his garage is down there. And he's just got more than he can do. He's busy all the time. And there's a fellow here in Brazil, nobody can work on his car but George.
Oh, I see.
But George was telling you that heavy rain. He said, "I'm tired." He said, "I'm going to bed. I've been up since 4 o'clock." He said, "What's the trouble?" He said, "My sump pump went out in the basement last night." And he said, "I got it just in time." He said, "There's just about 2 inches of water all over the floor." And he said, "I got it and got it started right away. Luckily," he said, "it's okay again."
Well, that's
he said,
good.
"You know, that water was awful cold down there at 4 o'clock."
I bet. That's a good thing he caught that. Now, you were talking about, speaking of the house, this filmy stuff in the corner of a room, filmy stuff that's spun in the corner of a room.
Oh, the webs or spider webs, mm-hmm. A lot of times, yeah. So.
And if it's out in the woods and the fields, what do you...
Yeah, you'll find a lot of different varieties in the woods and the different fields, but don't ask me to name them.
Yeah, they're spider webs still.
Oh, yeah, they're webs with the spider in.
Uh-huh.
All the way from, you might say, the small insect side to, as big as a baseball when they're spread out. That's the one I'm referring to as the one... The big spider is the one that makes the wagon wheel net. I don't know what.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And it's it's yellow and black. It's very, very attractive. Mm-hmm. I don't know how poisonous it is, but a lot of people are more afraid of spiders than they are a snake.
Oh, I think
they
are.
Yeah, a lot of people. They have a horror. And I read an article that there are more people die of spider bites than snake bites in either time here in the United States.
There
are more persons. Now there's a little one that I think about this, the size of a dime, would cover a dime. It's called the Black Widow Spider. Maybe you've heard of it.
Yes.
It is very poisonous.